Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, this week has been a little different. Rather than preaching the normal kind of message I do out of a particular passage in Scripture, we are looking at just some practical tips that will, as I've sensed in the Spirit, that some of God's people are dealing with, and you've tuned into the broadcast, and perhaps some of the things we share can be a blessing and a key or a tool for you in getting through the things that you're experiencing. And of course, know that this ministry, which was established by my late husband in 1965, has always been, among other things, but we've always focused on being a partner in prayer with God's people. Since 1965, we've been on continuous daily radio broadcasts and always have invited God's people to stand in prayer. And there's so many testimonies that come into answered prayer and how it was the letters that they receive are just the word they needed to hear. And so I do invite you to write. The announcer always gives our contact information. But I wanted to share, as we begin the broadcast today, with a bad day checklist. There's 7 points I'd like to share with you. Now, I hope you've had a good day, but all of us, even the best of us, have times when it seems like everything is breaking loose around us, and we just breathe a sigh of relief when the day is over because it has been a really rough day. So these are some important things that we just by force of repetition need to have in our arsenal, a spiritual weaponry, if you will. When things start getting rough, then we need to cling closer to the Lord and trust Him that no matter what you're facing, you know, the scriptures say, as our days are, so shall our strength be. So God will give strength for the day. Some days are very quiet, very uneventful, very nice. We just go through our little routine. We don't like change, and it's just wonderful. Sometimes everything is turned upside down and topsy-turvy, and that's upsetting, especially the older you get. We like predictability, don't we? Gives us a sense of control. There's only one who's in control, and that's the Lord, praise God. But all right, without further ado, let's go into the bad day checklist. First of all, praise God. In the midst of the trouble and in the midst of the problem, did you remember to praise God? Did you think of thanking God for His goodness and mercy to you, for all the wonderful things He has done in your life, for divine health, for strength, for the ability to be able to walk, to see, whatever blessings God has placed in your life? You know, the Bible doesn't say, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me for the problem, for it is worthy to be praised." It says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for He is worthy to be praised." We want at all times to magnify God. "I will bless the Lord at all times," David said. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He said, "I've set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be moved." Others may not be able to see the Lord right at your right hand, but He's there. And if you're aware of Him, He will give you the wisdom. He will show you when to speak, what to speak, or when not to speak. He will give you the wisdom. As you read the Gospels, the answers that Jesus had for His adversaries, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they went away shaking their heads. I mean, such profound wisdom that came from God. He can do the same for us. He can shut the mouth of the lion, but we have to allow Him to do it. And so one of the ways we can in our bad days, in the rough things going on, is to praise God. Okay, secondly, have you remembered to appreciate those closest to you. Did you tell your spouse, your children, or those who are close to you, your dear friends, how much you love them, how much they mean to you? Your family and close loved ones are the ones, and your friends are the ones who are going to be there for you. It is worth a daily investment. Tell people that you love them. That is, there's something about that that can just diffuse the situation. And when tempers start to rise or things start getting out of hand, you know, strife is like water in a wall, like in a dam. Once it starts pouring forth and it's not restrained, it can bust the dam. So we want to, it's good to seek peace. Amen. To be the peacemaker. But remember to express appreciation. And your coworkers say, well, thank you. I really appreciate your help. Or that was a great job you did. To praise and to appreciate people. Okay. Number one, praise God. Number two, appreciate those around you. Number three, remember that you are a disciple. And your life is to be a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the things you do throughout your day, the things you do in behalf of others, it's not about you, beloved. It's about serving God and loving people. That you, regardless of you, you may not have a public ministry, but you have a ministry. Every environment that you're in, the work, in the home, in your neighborhood, you are a representative and ambassador of the Lord's. The worst day for a Christian is better than the best day of working and being in the world. It's an honor and a privilege and joy to serve God. And in all the things we do, just remember you're a disciple. Number three, remember you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus. And it's not even what you say at times. People are watching you, they're looking at you, and they may not even know you well, but they can see how you respond, how you react. When everybody else in the office is up in arms or they're gossiping, you're not doing that. People will notice. So be a disciple. Okay, fourthly, in the bad day checklist, don't let emotions rule you. And this is the way of the world, especially in the recent years. It's all about how we feel, how we react. And beloved, it's like logic and reasoning have gone out the door, especially in the political arena. Oh, my goodness. And so we have to remember, as a child of God, you have a choice. You can be pitiful or you can be powerful. And you can't be both at the same time. You are either in doubt or you're in faith. We get to choose. Remember, beloved, the greater one lives in you. And some of us, I know we have all different personalities. Some are much more emotional, reactive than others. Others are more subdued and restrained. But still, even those quiet ones, they can still be torn up by emotions. They're just not expressing it. So we have to remember, and we could preach a whole hour on this, that it's the Spirit that has to rule your life. The Holy Spirit ruling your spirit, and your spirit rules your body, and it rules your emotions, or should. And so remember, don't let emotions rule. And number five, enjoy yourself. Are you remembering to enjoy while you're on the way to where you're going, to enjoy yourself? Sometimes we focus on a goal. If we do that too much, we'll forget to enjoy the journey. Now, I'm not saying not have goals. That's very important. We have to have goals. But, beloved, everything's going to be fine. Everything will work out okay. You might as well enjoy it while you're on the way to where you're going. Have the joy of the Lord every day. Don't always be looking for the thing in the future when everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be good then. You know, sometimes we think is supposed to make us happy, and you find it hasn't. So we have to make a practice of enjoying the blessings, the moment that we are in. And God can help you do it. Hallelujah. And then number six, let faith arise. Are you saying the things you see instead of calling into existence the things that are not? That's what God did. That's what faith is, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God calls the things that are not. And so don't be focusing on the negative things or what you may have, but look, say God is my provider. Instead of saying what you want, we need to confess and declare what God's word says about us, about our needs. What did David say? Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. And finally, number 7, we have to remember that love never fails. That beautiful chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians. When things aren't going well, stop and ask yourself, what would love do? That's what God would do. He is the epitome of the love. And that doesn't always mean that we cave in and we just give everybody what they want. God doesn't do that. But love never fails. And most Christians don't have a revelation of this. It's the most powerful thing in the universe. Love applied, beloved, it will never fail. It doesn't seem the right answer for the question. Oh, beloved, love is what the whole world is looking for. We need to fill our hearts, our lives. We have to know personally how much we are loved by the Lord. The good news of the gospel is God so loved the world. People are crying out to hear this. A deeper revelation of God's love will make you stronger and make you more effective for Him. Fear is so rampant in this world. But perfect love casts out fear. The fear of rejection, the fear of being made fun of. No one loves me. I'm not getting mine. Love is the only one to cast it out. And only God can cast it out. This kind of love changes life. It loosens the hold of the enemy. Base everything you do on love, beloved. Well, I wish I could go. We're just going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, and I invite you to tune in at the same time or go to our website, Unveil Christ, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. And in the moments that are closing, I want to thank you so much for your prayers, UCM partners, your financial gifts and blessings are which keep us on this station. And if the Lord is moving on you, beloved, if you've never written, God has a reason and of moving on your heart that way. So obey Him and find out what He has in store. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. I may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,